Well, no surprise. Not every major issue that started the 214 legislative session near the top of the leadership list, having entered the black hole at 23rd and Lincoln, came out the other side as a state law. House Speaker Jeff Hickman indicated after adjournment that some leftover issues may be the subject of further work or studies over the interim. In the final days of session, concern arose over the aging buildings that house the Department of Veterans Affairs and the Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services. Hickman said lawmakers will be working over the interim to develop plans to deal with those. Although it now appears that some veteran groups oppose a dual-purpose building, some officials say fiscal reality, coupled with the small size of the Veterans Agency, make a joint facility most practical. The speaker says the long unfinished Native American Cultural Center is another issue due for study with, as he says, all options on the table. The Senate floated a plan to spend $40 million in unclaimed property funds on the structure to match $40 million in reported private and city contributions. The House offered a three-year, $30 million proposal with $10 million out of the unclaimed property fund the first year and $10 million out of the use tax in years two and three. Hickman said he would like to see members come together on these issues as they finally did on a bond issue to repair the Capitol building, where eventually, truth be told, after much discussion and disagreement, a consensus was reached. Governor Mary Fallon has already signed that measure into law. The state's prison crisis and shortage of state troopers are also on the potential interim study list. Then there's the complex issue of the state's revenue situation, which Hickman describes thusly. We don't have a tax revenue problem, we have a tax credit problem. That means taking another stab at reining in the smorgasbord of state tax credits that, combined, cost hundreds of millions of tax dollars each year. That has been attempted before, most notably by Oklahoma City Representative David Dank, who ran into a buzzsaw of opposition from businesses, industries, and their lobbyists, who advocated, in the end successfully, to maintain their favorite incentives. Like Dank, Hickman says he wants to ensure that tax credits have an economic benefit to the state greater than their cost. The plethora of tax credits is not the only issue that legislative leaders and state finance officials say makes budgeting a problematic endeavor. The appropriated state budget is made up mainly out of general revenue, most of it from taxes. But over the decades, more than half of it has steadily been taken off the top and dedicated to specific agencies and programs. That means the legislature has authority over only 45% or so of that revenue. I would not be surprised if dealing with that thorny issue was on the agenda, either for the interim or next session. And there will be many others. Legislators will soon start filing requests for dozens of interim studies on a wide range of issues. I am Marie Price with the Journal Record Legislative Report.